More Guardians coming up later on this morning. They've now taken 22 of their last 30. They are still a game out of the wild card. Only 5.5 back of the Central Division. And it is, we love to talk, I'll say this one more thing. We love to talk in absolutes. Like, you make a valid point there. If they don't make the ALCS, people who are slandering the Cleveland Guardians, and it's because, hey, we are in a ring-driven world, we're in a championship-driven world, they didn't win the championship again, people are going to be upset. But if I look at what the Guardians would have accomplished in this season, if Kyle Manzardo ends up with 25 home runs as a non-everyday player in 2025, is that me saying that the Guardians are a complete and utter cluster and a failure? No. If I can't say anything about Bo Naylor, am I willing to say anything about Nolan Jones? If the bullpen gets back to fruition, if the starting pitching is there, fine. If Cade Smith, if you trust him in the closer role by the end of the year, fine. Stephen Vogt had to deal with a lot. Stephen Vogt had to deal with a whole bunch this year. Dealing with a whole bunch this year is also Kevin Stefanski. Albert Breer was on Afternoon Drive. He talked to the rest of the league. Then he talks to guys in the afternoon, usually on a Tuesday at around 5 o'clock. And they asked him about the reaction of the rest of the league to Shedeur Sanders' performance on Friday. Albert Breer said that the survey said,
is it the point now where, I mean, just let the guy be a rookie. You know what I mean? Like, he had a couple of nice throws against a really vanilla defense, a defense that wasn't running much, that had his backups in the game. And again, I'm not taking anything away from what he did. Like, he showed some good things, but the way people have gone from 0 to 60 with this, I mean, the first thing he needed to do was find a way to earn first team reps and have the coach want to take a look at him with the first team. That's still miles away from ever starting a game. So a lot of people were obviously very wrong in what they thought the league thought of Shedeur. But I just feel like this is another one of those cases where, you know, the importance of this story has been blown out of proportion to a point where what people in the league think of it versus the way that the general public is digesting it is pretty different.
I think it is kind of funny. More, you can hear more of that at 92.3thefan.com. Now, Tone, I'll tell you, I think it is pretty funny that I'm not trying to take anything away from the performance, but let me name 3, 4, 5 things that are taken away from the performance. You have to admit that that was kind of good. The other part of it, though, when the rest of the league is saying to calm down, of course the rest of the league is saying to calm down. Why wouldn't the rest of the league tell people to calm down? They didn't think it was very good. They didn't think it was very good. They let them fall to the fifth round. 31 other teams, 31 other scouting departments let him fall to the fifth round. There is no way that they want him to do well. There's no way that they want Shedeur Sanders to be successful. They are rooting for the fall of Shedeur Sanders, the 31 other teams. Why wouldn't they?
Oh, so you think this is a concerted effort for people to tell Albert Breer because they're worried that Shedeur could be really good.
No. Not just that. It's not a vast conspiracy of the other 31 teams. I just don't think it's, I don't think it's as news-breaking where if Albert asks guys who are scouting departments, usually, and you know this, a lot of teams don't say a lot of nice things about each other. They all think that they're smarter than the other ones, and they think they're the smartest guys at the league meetings. 31 other teams let him fall to the fifth round. Do you think that 31 other scouting departments, if he ends up hitting, want to answer to their bosses, want to answer to their owners, if they ended up taking a dud in the draft? They don't want to answer to that. They did not think he was very good. They're going to say he was up against vanilla defense. Some of that is obviously true about the vanilla defense and what he played in preseason game number one.
Basically true for everybody that plays.
But exactly, that's the point.
Yeah,
it's not an attack on Albert.
Let's think about what we would be doing in Cleveland if Shedeur Sanders had done that for the Steelers.
We'd be sick.
We'd be rolling our eyes. I mean, do you think Skylar? Are you worried about Skylar Thompson?
I'm not
233 yards.
I'm not worried about Skylar Thompson.
Are we going crazy about Tanner McKee his performance? No, because we don't care about preseason performances.
But did they have a chance? I think
by and large, the NFL does roll their eyes when other guys have good performances in preseason games.
Did they have? But I do think that Shedeur is a different animal. Skylar Thompson was a free agent. Tanner McKee, was he not a free agent?
I don't even know who he is. That's why I'm saying.
All right, there you go. So you bring up these names. I don't think that people think the same way. I'm not rolling my eyes at them, but if Shedeur Sanders were to play for the Pittsburgh, If the Browns were to have passed up on him and the Steelers would have gotten him like number 21 and he had that type of outing, do not act like you wouldn't have a lump in your throat.
I think it would look exactly like it looks right now for the Pittsburgh fans that are rolling their eyes at us. I think nobody lends a lot of credence to preseason games unless it's your guy. Ross Tucker put out a chart about this to kind of explain how, depending on the situation, you either roll your eyes or you commend a guy for the preseason game. It's all perspective. So one game, you know, couple nice touchdown passes. Like, yeah, those were dimes. Those were absolute dimes. I've also seen, and I'm laying the argument because I was excited about, but I'm just laying the argument on why I believe Albert Breer when he says, yeah, people are like, calm down. What are you guys talking about? You're really losing your mind. And then not just Cleveland. I think Breer says in another clip, like, it's the national guys. Like, first take led with the performance of Shedeur Sanders. Like, what are the odds? He's a fifth-round pick. What are the odds? They're telling you that he's miles away from starting an actual NFL game. When do we do that? When do we talk about, you know, four-string quarterbacks that were drafted in the third round? When do we ever make that a national story? We never do.
When guys who fall from the first round end up in the fifth round. And I do think you're full of it if you think that we would just be rolling our eyes here in Cleveland. Especially
Kenny, I think you would be laughing and mocking any of the Steeler hosts that would be celebrating a preseason performance by a fifth round, fourth guy on the depth chart.
Have we just met?
Oh, this would be a new thing? This would be a new thing for you?
You don't think I'd be nervous? I'm sorry. Do you know me well? Do you think I would be nervous, Owen?
Yeah, you'd probably be a little nervous.
Thank you.
What would he do on the air?
I don't know.
He would have came on and mocked Filippone if Filippone was celebrating.
What would Anthony do on the air?
The quarterback.
I'm sorry, Owen. Let's go to the judge on this. What would Anthony do on the air?
That's not an Owen thing.
What would Anthony do?
No, I'm
going to ask you. I'll go back at him here in a second.
I've hosted with you enough to know you poo-poo everything Pittsburgh. This would be no different.
I think you've hosted with me enough to know
that. Even though they finish with a better record than us every single year.
You're a person who.
I'm pretty sure I'm confident knowing how you would react to that.
You are the same guy who has feasted on my insecurities and fears over the last decade. If you don't think that I would go, oh, yeah, one performance, big deal, and you'd go, Ken, you're not afraid at all. You're really not afraid at all.
You do live in your
fears. You're really not afraid at all.
I will say you live in your fears when it comes to Cleveland quarterbacks because you said if Drew Aller was.
But you understand
the number one overall pick, you wouldn't draft him.
Do you understand? That the frenzy over everything, if Shedeur Sanders were to go out and have the same performance for the Pittsburgh Steelers that he just had for the Browns, and you'd be going, say, not you, but a lot of people would be going, same old sorry-ass Browns. You pass on Shedeur, you overthink it, he ends up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and get ready for him to pound it up your ass over the next 10 years. Congratulations. Yeah, you know that that's going to happen.
I think you would
know
poked,
that that's going to happen.
I think you would have poked 100 holes in that performance if you were just wearing
and
a different jersey.
You would have poked 1,000 in my argument. You know you, and I know you, and you know me, and I don't know me as well as you know me. You know very, very well I would try to eye roll and you would call me out on it. The fans know that I would try to eye roll and you would call me out on it. I mean, seriously, Browns fans, 216-474-0092. I didn't even mean to ask this. Am I in a bizarro world? Am I in a total the time zone? What's the old show called? I don't remember what it is.
Twilight Zone.
Am I in the Twilight Zone? Because, yeah, I would probably try to poo-poo it, and you'd go, Ken, really? This team that they went out and they traded for Deshaun Watson, this team that you have no faith in them being able to pick a quarterback, to see a quarterback, they let Shedeur Sanders fall to the Pittsburgh Steelers at wherever, and the Steelers have him, and now he's going to go out there and put the boots to him for the next 10 to 15 years. You wouldn't think that. You wouldn't feast on my fears. You wouldn't prey on my fears and my insecurities. You are lying to yourself. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying you're lying to yourself.
So just overall, you think that the reaction that we came into, boy, yesterday when I looked, because we had all these clips go viral, the overwhelming majority of people that were responding were like, are you guys serious? This is not a bit. And part of it, the Super Bowl, Super Browns part, yeah, that's been a bit for 50.
Yeah,
we've
had to
explain
we
that.
We got new people coming in, so yeah. They don't know, but we had to explain. But yeah.
But overall, like, you thought that was manufactured, that response? Because I think, in general, in the NFL, we basically poo-poo 99% of preseason stuff. As a league, everybody collectively does
do it. I do think, that I'm talking about the rest of the league. I do believe that the rest of the league really hopes Shedeur Sanders isn't good. Because if he is, you know what I know, that's a start. It's only been one preseason game. So they may very well kind of just go about their business no matter who does well in the preseason, clearly. But I do firmly believe that when you have had May, June, July, August, when you've had 4 months of conversation surrounding one guy who fell from the first to the fifth round, you have 31 other teams that didn't sniff at him. If they go out there with the quarterbacks that they took, the quarterbacks that they brought in, say Indianapolis has problems with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson and Riley Leonard, the Ursay family sitting there going, why didn't we pick up? Chris, excuse me, Shedeur was right here and he's doing what for the Browns? Where didn't I pay you how much and you didn't? What you didn't like is you didn't like his answers at the combine. The people down in charge of the New Orleans Saints. So you guys took Tyler Shuck because he threw a really nice ball in the one play against Louisville, but you guys didn't want to take Shedeur Sanders, this guy who's making a bunch of money for the Browns, he's selling a bunch of jerseys. I'm putting so many carts before so many horses on here.
Yeah, but you just made it sound like the rest of the NFL is cowering over this Shedeur Sanders performance.
I'm not saying cowering.
They have taken notice.
I'm saying that they are absolutely 100% rooting against Shedeur Sanders.
But maybe.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yes. Sure. I mean, you don't want other teams to get quarterbacks. But I think in general, I don't think the rest of the league is worried about the Cleveland Browns and Shedeur Sanders right now. I think that part of it, you're going a little far.
216-474-0092. I didn't say that they were worried. I think that they are rooting against them because they don't want to have to answer to it if their quarterback sucks. And you had a guy who a lot of people said it was a first-round talent ended up falling to the fifth.